Okay, Rav Isaac, we're on page Tav Kuf Pei Beis. We're going to finish the Maimet on Bitochen Shtadlus. We'll finish it Mitzvah Shem today. I think next week is Thanksgiving, so I don't think we're going to be having the regular Shia, and then we'll continue Mitzvah Shem. We'll see what we'll be starting with after the break, and we'll talk about that Mitzvah Shem. But we're right now at the end of the Maimer on page Tav Kuf Pei Beis, where it says Ishtadlus Tzadikim El Yoinim B'chumrius. We were talking about how there are different madregas of that equation, and in that equation of Bitochen and Ishtadlus, the madrega of regular Amcha Beis Yisrael. Of Jews who are not tzaddikim, I mean aspiring tzaddikim, but not tzaddikim. Where we learned that as far as in Yonim of Kedusha are concerned, as far as matters of holiness are concerned, learning and davening, mitzvahs and so on, in those areas a person cannot sit back and rely on Hashem to take care of anything. The person has to fill his life with tremendous effort and ishtadlus in all areas of Kedusha, and not to think about this yetah d'shmaya, b'shas hamaisa, with learning and davening. Of course, he always believes in Hashem's help and trusts in Hashem's guidance, v'chulu, and that's always in the back of his mind, but he must focus on doing and doing more and more. When it comes to divrei chol, when it comes to parnasa and matters of this world, davka there, the ikur is to highlight the bitachon and to be memai, to try to invest as little as possible of oneself, certainly emotionally, in matters of this world, and increase the study of Torah and mitzvahs and davening and learning and so on, all of that, and to make as minimal a hishtadlus as possible, and to be very, very focused on bitachon every minute. However, as we were learning last week, the madrega that tzaddikim we saw from the Ramchal, the Rav Kook, and so on, the madrega that there are tzaddikim who live on such a level where every single second of life, there's a very, very clear and strong sense of Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Somed, of being in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, not only when it comes to Yiddishkeit, when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha, Torah Mitzvahs, but when it comes to their physical lives as well. Therefore, with these tzaddikim, every single thing that they're doing is really a Dvarim Shebekdusha. When they eat, when they take a walk, everything that they do is Melechus Hashem. They don't have that separation between Kodesh and Chol in their lives. They live lives where everything is Kedusha. And as we learned, once everything is in that department of Kedusha, then the Ikur is not Bitochen, the Ikur is Hishtadlus. So we find that Yosef HaTzadik, this is what we were learning at the end last week, we find that Yosef HaTzadik was one of the busiest politicians, heads of state, economists, and so on, whoever lived. For him, that's not the same as you or I being busy at work. Every second that he was invested in things of this world, in running Mitzrayim and everything else that he was doing, every single second was that equation that we learned about at the beginning, the Tzadik Yisod Olam, where the Zohar is Mislabesh, the Yisod is Mislabesh in Machus in the Nekeva, and it's a connection of unbelievable Kedusha with the highest level of Kedusha drawing the Shechina Mamish into this world, the connection between Yisod and Malchus. Therefore, the establishment of the tzaddik in these areas is not something which is conflicting with his avodas Hashem. It's part of his avodas Hashem. So the establishment is very, very great. So in the middle of Tavkuf Pei Beis, hine vihine la'or zos novin shab madrega atzuma shal tzaddikim al yonim eila, that on the madrega of these great tzaddikim, gam ha'asi ha'chomris, he kamo kodshe shamay mamish. Even their physical actions are mamish kodshe shamayim. It's all kodesh. Every single thing that they're doing in their lives is all mitzvah, and it's all gilui elokus. It's all revealing elokus. It's all mitzvah and gilui elokus. We go back to the klal that we saw when it comes to melechas hakodesh, to when we're working in that domain of kedusha, of mitzvahs. Shekamay shebe mitzvahs ein mokum lismoich al Hashem shu yaseh. When it comes to mitzvahs, we don't rely that Hashem will take care of it. We don't sit back and let Hashem take care of it. Eli yesh l'shtadl b'chol ha'koyach kedei l'galus es koyach ha'nukve b'tachtoinem. When it comes to dvarim shebe kedusha, to melechas Hashem, to mitzvahs, we have to be meshtadl with all of our strength to be megala the koch of the Shechina here in this physical world by drawing the light of Hashem through our learning Torah and davening and doing mitzvahs and revealing Elokus in this world. Now when it comes to tzaddikim, in everything that they're doing, not just when they're learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, but in all of their asiyas, tzaddikim al yonim hi'ir, my son, k'may or ha-mitzvahs, they illuminate their eating and their drinking, their sleeping, their exercise, their friendships, their marriages. All is illuminated with the light of mitzvahs. Every single thing is a pure act of dveikus b'Hashem. L'chein einem mematim hishtadlus b'hen. Therefore, by the tzaddik, there's no inyan sit back and enter into the bitachon mode when it comes to his actions in the world of chol, because by the tzaddik there's no such thing as chol. That's the point. The tzaddik, there's no such thing as chulin. There's no such thing as the 6 days of the week. Of course, in the halach there is, but not in terms of his consciousness. He's living in a state of consciousness of elokus every minute. Therefore, it's not chol. His entire existence is a miracle, is an ace. He lives in that place of the zocher of Nisan. Ki hein k'may mitzvah shemagalus es or hanukva biyachadim or hadchura. They live in that state of yichud that we were learning about over these past few weeks, of yichud kutchavichu shchintei, of where teva, nature, malchus, and nes, miracle yisod, where the female and the male converge. And that's the yichud that we've been learning about. And therefore, the tzaddik doesn't have any period, any separation between neis and teva, between zohar and the keva. He lives in a state of perpetual yichud, of echad, of oneness. And in that, in the life of that tzaddik yisod olam, when he's engaged in physical labor, parnosa things, and matters of this world, it's all part of that yichud kutchubichu shchintei. So it's not that there's kodesh and chol. His chol is kodesh. So remember that when it comes to dvarim shebe kedusha, when it comes to the world of kedusha, the Ribono Shel Olam wants the person to be fully engaged, to be putting all of his koyches into it. So v'kach hein b'mitzvus v'hein ba'asiyah b'mlochus. Of course, the tzaddik therefore is fully, fully engaged in the world of chol, because to him it's not chol, it's kodesh. But of course, he's always conscious of the fact that everything is from above. He's the ultimate bal bitachon, except his bitachon does not cause him to sit back and be inactive. He always is aware of Hashem's hands upon him, directing him to establish and to perfect and to illuminate all the actions of this world, that they should shine, that they should bring about the peros lamala, to bring about whatever the tikkunim are above. Vadvar mamukim, page tavkuf pegimel. V'nimtzenu lemeidim. What we learn from here is shekol hastira ben bitochen lishtadlus. This whole apparent stira that everybody is worried about and everybody's talking about and everybody's trying to figure out between bitochen, trusting Hashem, that everything is from Hashem, and on the other hand, the requirement for Hishtadlus, for you and I to make an effort, both in terms of Kodesh and Chol. So this whole business of there being a stira between Mitochen and Hishtadlus ain't a kayemis b'divrei mitzvah. We learned that that does not exist. There is no stira between Mitochen and Hishtadlus when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Ela adrabe, as we learned, v'hem ha'odam tzarech lehishtadel. We don't think of bitochen. As we learned last week, when a poor person needs your help, you don't think of, let Hashem take care of him. Your responsibility, even though you know that Hashem, of course, is there, but your responsibility is to make the full hishtadlus, to see what you can do. And so it is when it comes to davening and learning. There is no stira between bitochen and hishtadlus, because we're not focused at all on bitochen when it comes to mitzvahs. I shouldn't say at all, but that's certainly not what is highlighted in our minds and in our hearts when we're busy with learning and davening and mitzvahs. There it's a matter of hishtadlus. It's not a stira between bitochen and hishtadlus. It's living in that world of hishtadlus, making the best effort I possibly can to learn as much as possible, to daven well, and to be mekayim mitzvahs, ben odom lemakom, ban lechaveiro. So there is no stira b'divrei mitzvah. El adrava, behem hodem tzarech l'shtadel. Mitzvahs are all about hishtadlus. Not if Hashem wants me to get up in time for davening, I guess he'll give me more strength, or he'll set my alarm for me. You can't do that. Everything's about hishtadlus. And the whole point of our being created in this world and being placed into this physical world is that we're supposed to use our bechira to make the right choices, despite all the hestaponim, despite all of the challenges of this world, to overcome all of those nisyanos and to be Jews that daven and learn and keep mitzvahs, and we make all the hishtadlus we can to make the right choices and to be matzliach in our avodas Hashem. That's why we were created. Shiyasa v'yishtadel v'yifal b'hem, to be busy, to make hishtadlus, and to write up schedules for how when we're going to learn during the day and what time we're getting on, and to have a schedule when we go to shul and to learn halacha and to do our best to observe every single din in Shulchan Aruch, and so on and so forth. That's all about hishtadlus. That's why we're put here, to make that hishtadlus. Not to sit back and say, well, let Hashem take care of it. If he wants me to daven, he'll make me daven. Or if Hashem needs this mitzvah, let him take care of it. That's not at all the language of mitzvahs. That's not the language of Kedusha. The language of mitzvahs, of Kedusha, is the language of hishtadlus. It's up to me. It's up to me. Kilo, there's no one else that will do this for me. It's all about sheyasev yishtadol v'yifo b'hem, to be busy and to accomplish. V'amnam binyan ze nechleku madregis habriyais. Now, he makes a very important point now, that there are different madregis. There are different madregis. It's a kol b'nei ha'olam. And really, no two people are exactly in the same madrega. In Yoni HaChomer, it's a kol b'nei ha'olam. In Yoni HaChomer, einim nechshavim l'mitzvahs. By regular people, such as ourselves, I mean, we try our best, but really, even though it's would be not, it would be wonderful if we could move up to a higher midrash. But for the most part, by regular people in Yoni Achomer, einem nechshav lemitzvus. B'shas ma'isa, when the person is eating or he's engaged in another physical act, he's not connected to the mitzvah. He's not thinking about avodas Hashem. Again, that's not how it should be, but that's the reality. That by Bnei Olam in Yoni Achomer, he lives in two domains. There's the domain of Kedusha, and there's the domain of Chol. And he says, I'm Avdim and Kodesh L'Chol. I mean, there's Kodesh in my life and there's Chol. There's the 6 days of the week and there's Shabbos. And when he's trying to hit up some client for some money or something, he's not thinking about Elokus. He's not thinking Shivisi. He's not thinking of Nesav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Leidir B'Sachtayim of Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad. He's thinking of how nice it would be to have that money in the bank. And when he's enjoying the pleasure of eating or of intimacy and so on, regular people are not in a place of Elokus in their minds and their hearts at that moment. Therefore, for most people, the inyoni hachomer, the inyonim of chol, the vachadikya things, panase v'chulu, einim nachshav l'mitzvus. According to their madrega, it's not that they're involved in a mitzvah b'shas ma'isa. The fact that you could show them where in Chazal or where in the Svar Makadosh, this is also an act of serving God, but that's not really the reality that they're in. They're just not living in that world of avodas Hashem when they're on the phone with a client, or avodas Hashem when they're digging into supper. They're just not in that place. And therefore, for that madrega, even though this is the general madrega, again, of course, within that way, there are many, many levels, but generally, that's a certain madrega of regular people. Therefore, as we learn, since these regular type of people, like ourselves, live in two worlds of Kodesh and Chol, we have to try as much as possible in that equation of Kodesh and Chol to cut down as much as we can on Chol, as much as we can on in Yonim of this world, and to be mished, and to, in other words, and trust in Hashem, to trust in Hashem and be talking to be able to manage and daven and so on, that we should manage. And when it comes to learning and mitzvahs and so on, there to put in as much yistadlus as we can. Therefore, regular people have to try to cut back on as much chol as they can, to trust in Hashem, belasik b'tayra, to be busy with Torah mitzvahs, lismakeid ba'asir ruchanis, to be focused on spiritual matters, not on physical matters, because remember, for these people, it's Kodesh and Chol. So they have to try as much as possible to shift from Chol into the world, more and more into the world of Kodesh, and to leave the world of Chol up to Bitochen as much as possible. Again, everybody's different, but to move more and more into the world of Kodesh, and in that world of Kodesh, to make as much as Tadlis, more davening, more learning, more mitzvahs ben Adam Malkum, more mitzvahs ben Chaver, and so on, more tikkun amidas, more shmiras einayim and haloshen, and so on. She says, "Iker brias ha'adam v'tafkido," because that's the main purpose of being in this world. She megala es elokus ba'olam, to reveal elokus, and the way that these regular people reveal elokus is through Torah and mitzvahs. That's the part of their lives that's holy, and their job is to attach themselves to holiness with as much enthusiasm, with as much passion as possible, and that's how they are taking place in the revelation of Elokus in this world, by being immersed in Elokus, learning and davening in mitzvahs, doing their best and making whatever istadlus they can in that world of Elokus, and by doing that, they're being megala Elokus ba'olam. They're bringing Elokus, they're revealing Elokus in this world. Lu'uma zois, on the other hand, Kol ha-tzadikim ha-kadoshim ha-mishroshim b'chines midos she Yosef ha-tzadik. The great tzadikim who are rooted in that way of Yosef ha-tzadik. Here we have a tzadik in whose life there is no distinction between Kodesh and Chol. They're not two separate worlds. Remember, this is a place of Yichu Kodjabichu Shchinte, the tzadik. Shemaim and Aretz, heaven and earth. Nes and Teva, nature and miracle. Zohar and the Keva. By the tzadik Yisod Olam, there's this Yichud. There isn't, he doesn't live in a split world of Kodesh and Chol. So these tzadikim that are tzadikim chsidim of Yosef HaTzadik, shezochu shema'asein yu la'or ulekedusha, that everything they do, everything, their work, their eating and everything else is all or and kedusha. V'afachulim mi'ir metzlam b'chinas or mitzvahs. So even the weekday things that they do, even the regular things that they do, the physical things, are all what? Are all illuminated with the light of mitzvahs. So these tzaddikim tzichin l'shtadu v'lasas gam b'tchumi elam hazeh. It's the opposite of what we probably would think. These tzaddikim dafke have to make a great hishtadlus in yonim of elam hazeh. Because remember, their avoda in olam hazeh is the deepest, most amazing avoda of uncovering elokus, even in eating and drinking and everything else in the physical things, which is the most amazing avoda, which is something that the tzaddikim make huge tikkunim that regular people can't make such tikkunim, all the way to the lowest places of creation. And the reason that these tzaddikim have to make a tremendous ishtadlus when it comes to work and other things is not because they don't trust in Hashem Chalila, but rather because this is a very, very deep thing, which is what? Because they're going to work, they're eating and so on, all of that is not chol, it's all kodesh, it's all mitzvahs, and it's, as we spoke about last week, it's revealing the presence of Hashem far, far away from the palace, far away from the world chamber, and that's the avod of the tzaddikim. Ubavur tzaddikim elu kol ha'asiyah ba'olam hazeh, hi b'chinas chefzei shemayim. And whatever the tzaddikim are doing, everything in their lives, it's all chefzei shemayim, it's all avodas Hashem. So, in Avodas Hashem, remember, the key is hishtadlus, hard work. It's up to me. It's not up to Hashem. I have to do this. No one else is going to do this. I have to take care of this. And that's how the tzaddikim of this madrega, the tzaddikim who are of the Yosef HaTzaddik, we'll see in a moment there are different kinds of tzaddikim, but the Yosef HaTzaddik type of tzaddik takes matters of this world very, very, very seriously. Not because there's anything serious, innately serious, when it comes to putting a piece of food in your mouth or making a couple of bucks, but rather for the tzaddik, it's not about a piece of food, and it's not about another customer in the store. It's about Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a Lokus. Bakol Mikol Kol. There's nothing without God, and that's the highest avodah. That's the avodah we're learning about from the Ramchal last week. However, you must understand that there are differences between different types of neshamas. Now, one of the problems that we have when we learn Musa Svarim and Chassidus Svarim and Machshava Svarim is that the sefer that we're learning can be talking about a certain inyan in Avodas Hashem that really is more custom designed for a particular type of neshama, and doesn't necessarily work for another type. But the way that we were taught in yeshiva, and the way generally things go, because it's hard to make a distinction, especially when you're teaching a classroom of people or someone's giving a shiur and there are 100 people in the room. But in that room with 100 people, there are different suge neshamas, the different types of neshamas. And therefore, what happens very often is that somebody will try to force a certain avoda into his life, even though that really is not the avoda that it's a beautiful thing, but that's not the avoda that this particular neshama needs to be focused on. So there are havdalim besuga and neshamas. Sheishnan neshamas mikol b'chinas hamidas al yainis. Just like we have We have Midas Elyonis, Chesed Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach Yisoid, Netzach Hoyd Yisoid Machus. So there are different types of neshamas. Lachen Timsa Sheyeshnam Tzadikim, Shahid Bechinis Miyut Be'esek. Therefore, there are some tzaddikim that they worked very little. They worked very little panasa things, very very little, and however they managed, and they were aisa b'tar, and they were learning all the time. V'yesha shehirbu b'aisak. There were other great tzaddikim that they dafka get very involved in this world. B'chinas tikkunim binyani melacha. They were making all kinds of amazing tikkunim in what they were doing in the physical world, but they worked a lot in the physical world. It's not because one tzaddik is holier than the other. It's not because one is greater than the other. Shekulam kadoshim, they're all holy. The reason that one tzaddik throws himself into completely into learning and just barely with anything with panasa has to do with the shorish of his neshama. And the other tzaddik who throws himself into going around to collect money and to build yeshivas and even to accumulate his own wealth that he through business and so on, that's a different shorish neshama. Yeshe nishmosam mishreshes bebchinas tikkun ha'olam. Depends on where the neshamas was cut from, where the neshamas came from. There's some tzaddikim whose neshamas are rooted in the inyan of fixing the physical world all the way down to the lowest things of this world. Beside midas hayisoid, which is the inyan of midas hayisoid, which is Yosef HaTzadik, which is Shemayim v'aretz, in that way to be very very to be very involved in yonim of this world, because this tzaddik's neshama comes from that place of tikkun ha'olam v'hamalacha, of fixing the physical world, malacha and work and so on. Beside midas hayisoid, v'yesha she'en neshmasam u'shreshes b'tiferes. There are other tzaddikim whose neshamas are rooted in the svira of Tiferes. Now, if that's what the neshama comes from, then vehem marbim b'tayra davka. The mamash can't bring themselves to leave the Gemara, to leave the Sefer, to leave what they're doing in learning, because Tiferes is Torah, and therefore these tzaddikim are marbim b'tayra davka. They're marbim b'tayra davka. Who b'derech klal mematim beisek, and b'derech klal they have very little connection to things of this world, very little connection to business. V'yesh v'b'chinis chesed, and then there are other tzaddikim who come, and Jews, where the neshama comes from the shorish of chesed, of the sphere of chesed, or the sphere of chesed. I mean, all the spheres, of course, we have, but the sphere of chesed is the primary koach of this person. V'hem abim b'mitzvah segunas chasadim. Then these Jews, these tzaddikim, they are very, very involved in chesed and all kinds of mitzvahs and gemilas chasadim. V'yesh b'b'chinas gevura. And there are other tzaddikim who the ikir of their neshamas, the sharish of the neshamas, gevura. V'hem arben b'sidri avadis Hashem b'tfila. These are tzaddikim that spend long hours by davening, which is avoda, which is gevura. Like the in our generation, the remnants of Rebbe, that he had a tikkun chatzos that would go on every night for hours, and this is their avoda. Another tzaddik would say, "Tari mat tehela, what are you doing? What do you mean? How could you have a tikkun chatzos for all those hours? What are you using up time from learning?" So these tzaddikim, the inyan is more gevura, which is tefila and dveikus. And so there are many, many, many different madrigas. You have to ask Hashem always to help us, that we should understand, each and every one of us, what is our sharish, what's our chilek, what are we supposed to be focused on. Now, in light of all that we learned, Novim, we can understand very, very simply. Madua Hashem avtiach davka letzadikim. Why do we find that's this week's parasha? In well, actually next week's parasha is more than Vayetze, but here also in the parasha of Yovis, but especially in next week's parasha, where Hashem's Baruch makes by the vision of the Sulam of the ladder, with Yaakov Avinu, and the promises that Hashem makes, the Havtochas that Hashem's Baruch makes to the Tzaddikim, we don't find that when it comes to regular people that there are Havtochas. Why are the Havtochas by the Tzaddikim? The promises because since by the tzaddik everything is avodas Hashem, everything the tzaddik sees as what? The tzaddik sees everything as kodesh. Therefore, the tzaddik doesn't rely on Hashem. The tzaddik, when he hears a promise from Hashem, he just gets to work. He gets busy. It doesn't make a difference to him. He's not nispal from any promise because to him, every second of this world is shivis Hashem negdisamid. Every second is revealing elokus in this world. Therefore, he's not lazy. They're not sitting back and letting Hashem take care of any of this stuff because it's up to them. Finally, Sadiqim Shizokul Hakir says Galus Alakus Mitrecha Hasiya Balamazem Mamish, those Sadiqim who was Zaykh for the Madrega of Yosef at Sadiq, where they see the Indian they see the greatness of being Megal Alakus, godliness from physical acts in this world. So these people, these tzaddikim, even if Hashem made a promise, that doesn't take away their hishtadlus, because remember, they live in the world of hishtadlus. They're not relying upon the bitachon. And bitachon is meloshon havtachas. They're not relying upon Hashem's promises. They're not trusting in any promise. That's not the point. It's not because they don't believe in God, because to them this moment of being in the office, this moment of eating, is what? Is Navaida in Kodesh, in Kedusha. And because Navaida in Kedusha, to be Megala Shem Hashem, in the physical world, which is a very, very, very great Avodah of the Tzaddikim, Ma'ochlof Ne'Hashem. Therefore, the promise is not, that's not what they're focused on. So Hashem made a promise. But since everything by them is Kedusha, everything by them is Mitzvahs, everything by them is Or Hashem, therefore everything requires constant Hishtadlus. So despite the fact that Hashem made a promise, Tzarech Lifal Mamish Gamil Asata, they know that the whole Tachlis of being in this world is when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha, to make every Hishtadlus imaginable. And by them, everything is Dvarim Shebekdusha. Eating and work, it's all Dvarim Shebekdusha. Therefore, the Tzaddik doesn't rely and doesn't trust and doesn't sit back and let Hashem's promises make a difference to him. Because the Tzaddik, this Tzaddik's whole life is Lifal Mamish Gamil Asata, is to be busy here, Lasate, meaning in the physical world. Shkenzu mahus habriya, that's the mahus of creation. She is gala or helokos mitach maise ha'odam. That the or of Hashem shum is gala mitach maise ha'odam. And in that respect, these tzaddikim of Yosef at tzaddik are on a higher level than the ones that are just sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. As sacrilegious that might sound to some people, they're on a higher level, these tzaddikim. That's the mahus of the Bria. That's why Hashem sent this into the physical world. She's gal or elokus mitoich maisi adam, to reveal the light of elokus mamish in this world. And that for these tzaddikim, there's no such thing as something which is chol. Everything is kodesh. Everything is kodesh. Everything is elokus. And all they want to do is to show how. Avraham Avinu is inviting everybody come here, and with everything. This is a bracha. This is everything is the Baruch Shalom. Everything is a bracha. Everything is Dvar Hashem. So they're not thrown off. They're not thrown off balance by Hashem's promises. They're not nispal from promises. This is not a world of promises where things are for free, where you get something for nothing. This is a world of hishtadlus, period. Because their world is a world of kedusha, of avodas Hashem. And in that respect, everything is about hishtadlus. Therefore, they're not going to neglect making more hishtadlus because of Hashem's promise. They just keep on, they plow ahead. Even though Hashem made a promise. Other Rabbah, it's the opposite. They try harder and harder and harder. Shekain, im Hashem iftiach, next page, Tavkuf Pedal. If Hashem made a promise, Hari Bevadeh Hadar Tzarech L'Sgalus. If Hashem promised, it means that I really have to work very, very hard to make sure that this Hisgalus takes place. It was given to me. And Hashem promised it to me. It means I better get to work on this. Not, oh, Hashem made a promise, I guess I'm off. I guess I don't have to work. It's just the opposite by these tzaddikim. Hashem made a promise. Vade has to be mezgala. There's a tremendous koch from above that wants to be mezgala, that wants to be revealed in this world. If not, Hashem wouldn't have made a promise. Obviously, Hashem wants that very badly to be revealed in this world. Therefore, these tzaddikim, the Yosef at tzaddik types, that doesn't take them away from what they're doing. Other Abba, him the term lufol in kel, they throw themselves mamish into doing with Hashem. B'chal koichem merit some legalus ayavaylum, to reveal with all of their strength, to reveal the light of Hashem in the world. Ki hem yoydim, because they know shadovet sarach lesgalus davkim teiches labshus b'lemazeh. Because remember, Yosef HaTzadik knows that Elokus, the Dvar Hashem, the Rosh Hashem, has to be mislabesh. The Zohar, the male, has to be mislabesh in the Nekeva, in that yichud between the husband and wife. The Zohar has to become covered, concealed in the Nekeva. And that's the only way that there can be a child. So these tzaddikim know that the way that Hashem is mezgala in the world is davka mitechis labshus by the mazah, is davka through the enclosement and inside concealment of the Nekeva of Malchus. They recognize, they understand the side, the secret that we've been talking about now for the past few weeks of unifying Kutcher Bichu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar, the Nisim, and so on, and the Shekhinah, which is that Hashem's will is mislabesh davke in nature and physical things. Because the light of Hashem is davka revealed through the last of the spheres, which is Malchus, which is the Nekeva, which the Zohar, the male, Nes, is hidden, is mislabesh in the female, in Teva. And that's the highest madrega of Avodas Hashem, that the light of Hashem is mizgal davka mitoch Malchus, v'hinu mitoch ha'asiyah ha'enoshis, through human activity. Mikan Novin, now we can understand. Shehivtiach Hashem liYaakov davke kishabah Hashemesh. It's next week's parasha, and the parasha is Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov beshev vayelach harana. And then it says, Vayivka b'mokim yakivah Hashemesh, vayolonshem kivah Hashemesh. That what? Yaakov went to lie down over there. And if Tiach Hashem liYaakov davke kishabah Hashemesh. When the sun was setting, and he put his head down to lie down in that place, in that way he had the vision of the ladder that's connecting heaven and earth, which is the yichud of Kutcher Bichu and Shchinte, the world above the Zohar with the world below Nekeva, Nes and Teva, and that's why it says in Pasuk that he went to lie down in that place, Kivah HaShemesh. What's Kivah HaShemesh? So he explains, Shesoid Bo HaShemesh, the secret of Bo HaShemesh, is Hu B'chinas He'oris HaDuchur B'nukva, is the Zohar entering into the Nekeva, is the Inyan of the Zohar illuminating the life of the Nekeva. Shashemesh hu haducha, because we know in the Svarim that the male is the sun. The sun is the koach of the zachar. It's always been that way in the world. It's always, and it comes from Torah. Shashemesh hu haducha. That's why Yaakov and Yaakov is in the dream of Yosef HaTzadik is the shemesh. Hashemesh hu haducha is the male. That powerful koach, ushkiyos of b'marav. So what's the inyan of the setting of the sun in the west? Ushkiyoso, what do you mean? Kivah Hashemesh, it sets in the west. Ushkiyoso b'marav, Roim is the site ha'yichud kenayda. That is hinting to, it's alluding to, the side of what? Of the yichud, of the unity. Shenichnas u'meya benukva, where the zachar enters and is meyer in the nukva, in the keva, in the female. Because the shemesh, even that part of the male body, is referred to in such a way, and that's why the relationship between a husband and wife, the physical intimacy of a husband and wife, is called tashmish amita. It's from the word shemesh, that connection of the zachar and the nekeva, of the husband and the wife. Now, the shemesh is the male, and the sun sets in the west. Asher shchina b'marav kenoida, the female quality, the koch of shchina, is davke b'marav, in the west. The sun sets in the west. What we're trying to say is this: shesoid bo hashemesh, the secret, the mystery of bo hashemesh, hu inyan mashiyakov poel oz, was what Yaakov Avinu was trying to bring about over there by the ladder connecting heaven and earth. Liyachay kutshu b'ichu l'shchinte, to make a yichud, to bind together HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the top of the ladder, and Shchinte, which is Malchus, which is the bottom of the ladder, the Zohar and the Nekeva. That's the Inyan of Malach Elokim Oilim V'yardim Bo, that there is this Tashmish that's taking place. I know it sounds odd, but there is this interfacing of Yisoid and Machus, of Neis and Teva, of Zachar and Nekeva, of spiritual and physical, which is Liyache Kutchubichu Shchinte. Shchina is in the Ma'arav. Kivah Hashemesh, the sun, the Zachar, is connecting now, is setting in the west. The west is the Shchina. The Shchina is the Nekeva. That's the meaning of Yuchi Kutchubichu Shchinte. Vahoyfia Bechinas Hashleimus, and that brings to a state of perfection, of wholeness, of Shleimus. Shekelela Shefa Mila Eila, which binds together the brachas, the Shefa that comes from above, the top of the ladder. Vahasiya Mila Sata, and man's being busy, involved in this physical world, which is the bottom of the ladder in Yaakov's dream. Lachain his Galilei Hashem, and therefore it was at that time that his Galilei Hashem, that Hashem revealed himself to Yaakov Avinu, v'hiv tichai, and he made a promise. Shekain haftochazu loizu bavachle tigra mislashus israshus malachtai. This promise that Hashem made to Yaakov Avinu is not going to cause him to slack off. It's not going to cause him to disengage from the physical world, to just go up to the top of the ladder and ignore the bottom of the ladder. That's not what's going to happen, and that's not what happened. We find that Adrabba, after this, Yaakov became more involved in the world. The Zohar connecting to the Nekeva, Nes with Teva, it's the most amazing, amazing mystery of creation. He was Moisev Misamitzba, he got more involved in the world. Because Hashem made a promise, and Yaakov said, I have to make sure to be busy to carry this out. This is my mission, it should be revealed to Lamaisa. But Poal, in this physical world, this is the highest level of the Tachlis of creation. And these Tzadikim are the greatest Tzadikim. That's what we see told us Yaakov Yosef. That's why Yaakov loved Yosef Mikol Echov. Why did he love him more than the brothers? Because this was the Indian of Yaakov Avinu, to be poiled in such a way. The brothers did not like Yosef getting involved in this world. They saw him as somebody that was preoccupied with physical things. But the way of Yaakov and Yosef is to make the highest tikkunim of this world, is the greatest yichud, kutchubichu shchintei, heaven and earth. Shemazkir mas Hashem. And these tzaddikim are, every minute, they're thinking of God. Ve'enam damim upayalim, they're not silent for a minute, upayalim b'merits, and they're and they're busy b'meris, which means with great koach, with great enthusiasm. Lekar v'sagula. These tzaddikim are working on what? On being mekar of the gula, to bring Mashiach closer. Because what does gula mean? Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Yichukut shebichu shchintei. Which means the zoch and the keva being together. Uliyachad hadoidim yachdav b'chibur achoda. To bring the two lovers together. Meaning the zoch and the keva. Kash baruch hu and shchina. Neis and teva. Heaven and earth. To bring them together, and therefore these tzaddikim cannot rest. They can't take it easy. Even Hashem swore that there'll be a gula. But you remember, the tzaddikim do not think about the promises that are made. The tzaddikim think about one thing. The tzaddikim think about when it comes to Hashem's will. When it comes to Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha, it's all about Histadlus. And therefore they're not quiet at all. After I, Hashem, swore that there'll be a redemption, yes. And we have to be very, very busy in this inyan of bringing about the redemption. Whatever that means, but we have to be very, very, we have to be very involved in that. Yaakov, you know, when he heard the promise of Gula, Yaakov, that didn't make him inactive. Adarabah, he became much more involved in making sure that he would fill his role, because this is all Kedusha, and Kedusha is all established. Not about sitting back and waiting for the promise on its own to be fulfilled. Lidbo es gula seinu, we have to be involved in begging Hashem and crying out, and even lidbo means to demand from Hashem that there be already a gula. Updus nafshenu, gula seinu, updus nafshenu, shayor or ha'yichud ha'shalom. That finally the light of the yichud, of the unification of the husband and wife, of Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shechina should finally should materialize. Yizgala b'rayim musu aleinu, and it should be revealed here in this world in all of its exaltedness. Because we learned that's what the Beis HaMikdash is about. That's all the point. That's the whole point of the Beis HaMikdash, is connecting heaven and earth. That's why Yaakovina's dream is over there. That we're waiting and we're davening for that song, the new song of Gula Hasenu Pedus Navshenu. We could add, Shabbarach Hashem zochim l'nisim gedolim b'dor ha'achrayim. The Baruch Hashem, in this last generation, we've been zochet to many great miracles. But again, miracles that are enclosed in teva, where the zocher is inside the nekeva. But amazing miracles. Umitzap manu oid l'nisim gedolim l'yishua atzuma. And we're still waiting for the greatest nisim, and for the complete and ultimate Yeshua, and for the great Yeshua. V'yadu adav v'shapiyot ma'oz su Yeshua si. The poem that we have, that we sing by candlelighting, Ma'oz Su Yeshua, see, everybody knows, is Nichtav B'Golus. It was written in Golus. V'metaris HaYeshua Sagadolus Shohoi LiYisrael Ad Aysa HaTkufa. And in the song Ma'oz Sur, the Paiton, the poet, goes through each of the four Golias that we've been in. Right? Kates Bovel, Zeru Bovel, Yevonim Nikbetsu Alai, Edom and Paras, Roishmini Niseisa, Shmoy Machisa by Haman, and so on. The whole Moses Sur is going through the four Golias. Vinichag Zet Sichem Lahalil Elohidus Lashemesbrach Al Kol Hatoiv Shigmalanu. Mechanicah, we give thanks to Hashem for all the Toiv. It's all about Haidah. Chanukah is all about Kedei Lahaidais. Ubevadet Sichem on Lahaidus Hashem al Nisim Shabachal Yom. And we certainly have to thank Hashem for the Nisim al Nisach Shabachal Yom Imanu. Vagam al Nisei Ha'atzolus Shaklal Am Yisrael Bedar Ha'achrayim. And we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in particular for the miracles that we've seen that have taken place in our generation, in this last generation. V'vadei tzichem anu l'hoidus l'Hashem al ha'nisim shebechal yoyim. Gam al nisei ha'tzol shaklai am yisrael b'dor ha'achrayim. Because even though it's been such a hard time, and this week in particular, it's been such horrible news for Eretz Yisrael, Only the Baruch Shalom knows. Halus Hashem Golgoyim, and our enemies know. How many millions and millions of more things they're conspiring to do against us. How many... This we were just talking about here in the family, that Chalila, in every restaurant, in every hotel, in every store, in every school, there are a million Arabs everywhere, and the sponges have to slip out from his pocket something and throw into the soup in the restaurant. God forbid, 50 Jews are going to drop dead on the spot. And even if there's a camera, there's a way to do things without being seen. And it's only because of Nisech Shebechol Yemimanu. Can we understand this? There are a million Arabs driving cars. There are a million Arabs. There's an infestation everywhere. It's only... So we, of course, we see the tragedy, and we're very, very tzibrochen by that. But we don't know the nisim. Our enemies know that how unbelievable it is. Every now and then we hear about how they found this guy before he shot, before. And this is going on all the time, every day. Nisim and nisim, that Hashem is taking care of us. Nehei Hashem lanu l'haysif l'haydus l'Hashem v'bayis noisif v'piyudzeh. So he writes over here that Hashem has illuminated my eyes, and I would like to add another stanza to the traditional Ma'oz Sur that we say on Chanukah by candlelighting. He says in parentheses, an interesting thing, he says, B'tchias HaMesim, that by Tchias HaMesim I'm going to ask B'lineder Rishus from the Mechaber, I'm going to ask permission from whoever the person is who wrote Ma'oz Sur, because we don't know who wrote Ma'oz Sur. So he says, I'm going to ask permission, Mechid or whatever, from the that I'm adding on a stanza to Ma'oz Sur. So Ma'oz Sur ends, Chasav Zor Kachachov, Karev Ketza Yeshua, Ki Orchalonu Ashah, Ben Ketz Ding Meherah, Tche Adman B'tel Tzalmain, Hakim Lonu Roy Yeshiva. So Chaban says that Hey Hashem Lanu L'Haysif, L'Haydus Hashem B'Bayis Noisaf, another final stanza. Hamadaber Benisim Shetzvicham Lanu L'Haysif, L'Haydus Hashem, that speaks of miracles that we have to add on our list, and we have to give thanks to Hashem Al Ma'arayis HaTkufa HaGdoyla, the things that have taken place during this period of Kibbutz Golias, of Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael. Shiva Sa'om La'atzo, and the return of Am Yisrael, of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. We should be able to return completely without being afraid, and each and every Jew that's there now should be safe and should be protected, and we should be zeruch mitzvah for all of us to return, but to give thanks for what's happened in our generation. So he suggests a final stanza to Moses Sur. Mecharvos Eifer Kedoshim, from the ruins of the ashes, from the Churban of the ashes of the Kedoshim, of the Holocaust. Hekamtonu b'oiz v'sachanunim. Hashem, you raised us up with great strength, b'oiz v'sachanunim, and you answered our begging, you, our entreaties, our tefillas. Yisrael kekfir ben ha'amim. The Jewish people like a lion cub among the nations. Eliyim migdash bo'u ge'ulam. To the city of the Beis HaMikdash, those who were redeemed from the ashes came. They returned to Yerushalayim. Doidi le'rayoscha penei. We're asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, turn to your beloved, which is the Shechinah, which is Knesset Israel, the Jewish people. U'amcha kanei tekanei. And for your nation, we're asking Hashem to be mekanei for your nation, to be jealous and to be zealous in protecting your people and to taking care of your people, to bring your nation back to you. Yached lev taher migdash. Unify the heart to purify the Beis HaMikdash. Mimre mecha choymas eish tugdash. And from above, a wall of fire should be sanctified to surround Yerushalayim and to surround Eretz Yisrael and to surround each and every Jew with that wall of fire. Maybe he rotsen shenizke meheu lebinin Beis HaMikdashenu. He rotsen we should be zoche quickly to the binin Beis HaMikdash. Lebiyas Mashiach Tzirkeinu. B'yichud sholem b'kutshabichu knesses yisrael mehem yameinu amein v'amein. Chavre, you have no idea, maybe you do, of how important, of how unbelievably important, deep, beautiful, life-giving this maimer that we've been learning the past months, these whatever it is, 5 months, that this maimer is, well, the summer we were learning, but that over this period of time, you have no idea. It'd be very, very, very kedai to do some chazara, to review, and to write down some nekudas, and to put it together in a clear way, and to chazar over, because heim cheinu v'arach yameinu. We should be zarchim as Hashem. For arichas ne'el v'en yishayim shecheinu v'glashim v'amitas. Amen v'amen.